Top Five Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We're going to give you our top five fantasy football favorites in just a moment. A reminder, it's Patriots Friday. Milton Williams will join us next hour. We got a giveaway for the Red Sox 04 Cruise. The first of two pairs will be given away today.
Nice.
On Jones and Keefe. That's also next hour.
Uh-huh.
Friday 4-pack at 11:30 coming up about 40 minutes from now. Week in review at 12:45. We'll also be fully recapping the Jones and Keefe fantasy football draft from last night.
Yeah, and trying to zero in on a punishment and a reward. Let's not just be negative. What's the winner going to receive?
Any new punishments you saw that you like there? I haven't seen much. A lot of them, they're getting more and more violent.
They are pretty violent. That is true.
Oh, did we rule out the spanking? Is the spanking one been ruled out? One spank?
Well, no.
Okay.
Still on the table. This one's actually pretty good.
Per person, yeah, of course.
This is a really good one.
Yeah.
You have to make the loser eat as many hot dogs as Joey Chestnut did on his record-setting performance. However,
I
you don't have to do it all in 10 minutes because that's insane. No one's going to do that. However, so that's 76 hot dogs. You have all the time in the world, but you can't eat anything else until you finish the 76 hot dogs.
I like that a lot.
That's really good.
You get set as you
take a week. Take 2 weeks.
Take a month.
It's only hot dogs.
And buns. Until you eat 76 hot dogs and buns. Thank you.
Condiments.
Pop whatever you want on there.
Sure. Can I dip it in a red drink? Like Joey Chestnut. Okay.
Sure. But you get as long as you want to eat 76 hot dogs and only.
Water, hot dogs, and buns.
76 hot dogs and buns. Brew dogs? Well, I'll have some brew dogs.
You can have a brew dog. It's not a serious punishment.
But the only thing I don't like about that is that really is the honor system. That's really the honor system.
It is. It is.
And we know Scheim will huddle up and eat in his car.
You're going to stream it.
Yeah. Well, you're going to stream yourself at all times eating?
Yeah. You're like Truman Show. You're going to be always just stream. Until you're done, we got to be able to have tabs on
you. It's like its
you.
Own dark web is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not bad, though.
No.
So keep those coming in. Text line 617-779-7937. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. A good spot for that as well. All right, Keith. Top five Friday.
Yes.
You want to lead off here with your top five fantasy favorites?
Yeah, fantasy favorites. These are guys that I had multiple seasons that you have an attachment to and hopefully won you a championship or two. I'm going to start at number five. Calvin Johnson was just an automatic. And obviously you'd watch him on Thanksgiving and it was just like, especially even non-PPR leagues, I feel like he was 100 yards and a touchdown every game. You're like, oh, Calvin Johnson, boom, 16 points. Like every time. So he was fantastic. Had a couple years where he was really just unfair. Number four, Adrian Peterson. Another guy that was just like, you set your watch to it. The numbers were insane. I wonder how many teams that won fantasy leagues had Adrian Peterson. I remember Bragg. I had him the year that he came off the ACL, you know, like 2,000 yards rushing. So he fell to like the second round because he was like, oh, he's hurt.
Who knows what
he's hurt. How good is he going to be? It's like his best year he's ever had. So he was insane.
I feel like it wasn't a decade straight, but it felt like a decade straight. It was probably like 5-6 years straight. He was the number one pick in like every fantasy draft forever.
Yeah, that's probably true. And then he hung around the league for a little bit longer, but he burst onto the scene. He was one of those rookie guys, which I'll get to in a second. But the rookie running back strategy paid off pretty well. Yeah, 2012, he had over 2,000 yards rushing. He had 12 touchdowns. He also caught a touchdown and had 200 yards receiving. Insane. Like it was ridiculous the stuff they did. He was the league MVP.
He had 40 catches. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's number four on my list. Number three, Randy Moss. Mm. Both with the Vikings. And then you know what was surprising? If you go back and look at it, obviously 07 was the record breaking year. Even the Matt Castle year, he was pretty good. The 08 year, Randy Moss was a legitimate number one wide receiver, even with Castle throwing to him.
Do you have the numbers? I feel like he was a high touchdown guy, which makes him very valuable in fantasy. I feel like even the Castle year, he was a high touchdown guy.
I feel like he was over 1,000 yards.
I may have that wrong.
Oh, he was 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns.
With Matt Castle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then 2009, when Brady returned, it wasn't a great season for the Patriots, but he had 1,200 yards and 13 touchdowns. So he had three really good fantasy years with the Patriots, plus all the time in Minnesota. And if you took a stab on him his rookie year, he was comically good in 1998. Number two on my list is Chris Johnson, CJ
2K. Oh, that's a great one.
So his rookie year, I remember grabbing him, and he was awesome. Now, this backfired later on when I was like, I'm going to use the same strategy and take Bishop Sankey way too high, thinking he was going to be good. Year two for Johnson, it was his 2,000-yard season. So year one, he broke out and was awesome as a rookie. Then his next year, he was incredible. And then number one on my list is former Seahawks great Sean Alexander.
That's a great. You had him the MVP year?
I did.
Did you?
I did, yeah. Yeah. I had him a few years.
Sick yeah. brag.
That is a sick
so
brag.
So his rookie year, or his rookie year, his MVP year was 2005, where he had 27 rushing touchdowns. He was in. He also had three receiving, so he had 30 touchdowns. So every week, basically, he had two touchdowns. He did have that one game. Was it four? He had four or five on like a primetime game. And you're just like laughing as he's just like running into the end zone. He was great. He had a five-year stretch where he was either the best fantasy back or one of the three best fantasy backs.
So give it to me again, 5-1.
I'm going to go Calvin Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Randy Moss, Chris Johnson, and Sean Alexander.
So we do have some overlap okay. on this list. 4 and 5 for me are both Patriots, so I'll lump them in. One of them is Moss yep. at number 4 for me, and I gave him the edge over this player because 07 was just so ridiculous. 23 touchdowns in that year.
Yeah.
And he was like a fantasy cheat code at wide receiver for a while. Number 5, though, one spot behind him, Gronk. If you had Gronk, you had some massive fantasy seasons, and you had a positional advantage.
He also torched me, though. So I'm on the other end of it. If you had him the year he got hurt, you're like
really
devastated.
Get boned. Yeah. But the years where he played, Keith,
he was so much better than every other tight end.
League winner.
Yep.
And like in that way, not that different than like a Christian McCaffrey. He could screw your season. It could go up in flames. Fitzy, or yeah. It could go very, very well for you. So I would have Gronk on the list as well. My top three, I had to limit myself with just three running backs.
Are they all Chiefs running backs?
The whole no. See, you know what? There was a guy who.
There's three Chiefs running backs I considered, but I don't think I had them.
I'm kind of kicking myself for not having one of these guys on the list now. After the fact, is it Jamal Charles that you're thinking of?
Charles, Priest Holmes, and Larry Johnson were all ridiculous.
Well, we're going to get to one of those names coming up. Number three, I agree. Adrian Peterson.
Yeah,
very consistent, like metronome, set your watch, double-digit touchdowns, 1,000 yards. Maybe you get your 2,000-yard season in there. Mm-hmm. He didn't have as many volume-wise, like huge seasons as you might remember, at least as these next two guys. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Sick.
No Patriots fans like him.
No, but he was unfair.
He had
some wild years.
I think he was Peterson before Peterson in this fantasy era of he was the number one pick in every draft, like every single year.
Yep.
LaDainian Tomlinson had two ridiculous seasons. In fact,
so many touchdowns.
You mentioned the 27 touchdown season for, I already forget who it was. Was it
Sean Alexander?
He was passed by LT with 28 in 2006.
Jeez.
LT led the league in touchdowns 3 out of 4 seasons. He went 17, 18, 28, and 15 in that 3-year stretch for the Chargers from 2004 to 2007. He's number two. Number one, a name you just mentioned, Keith, and a name you might not remember. Unless you were a fantasy football player, and then the name rings out, Priest Holmes. In Kansas City,
so good.
Ridiculous. Okay, he had 1,500 yards and 8 touchdowns his first year in Kansas City in 01, went to the Pro Bowl. The next year, only 14 games, 1,600 yards, 21 touchdowns, led the league in TDs, went to the Pro Bowl, and he was first-team All-Pro. Actually, he was first-team All-Pro 3 straight years.
Yeah. 03 was his crazy
year, following year in 03, 1,400 yards, 27 touchdowns, and he was a factor in the passing game as well. He had 62, 70, and 74 catches. Priest Holmes, number one fantasy football favorite.
He's great.
He was cool, like, leaping into the end zone. Like, he had, like, some cool, like...
He was fun.
At the one, he was, like, bombing over the line and, like, jumping in.
Oh, but he... But, like...
Probably hurt the shelf life for him, but...
Yeah, probably. Yeah, some of these guys burned hot, then were out. But, like, playing against Priest Holmes those years was just, like, ugh. You'd, like, see him, like... You're like, oh, I'm only down by like 5 or whatever. It's like, yeah, but he has Priest Holmes. Yeah. You're like, oh.
He's like, all he's going to do is fall in from the one and I'm out.
Yeah, like
never mind the other 2 or 3 touchdowns he's going to score.
Forget it.
So there you go.
Those are honorable mentions.
Yes.
Arian Foster. Loved Arian Foster.
I thought about Arian Foster.
Matt Forte.
Yeah, so.
Oh, Matt Forte is a great one.
Is it?
Yes.
He had like 800 yard receiving like every year.
He mentioned this after the show yesterday. I'm like, that was a good fantasy player. He's a top 5 all-time favorite.
Well, favorite. So what happens
favorite
is
favorite
like,
is subjective. I
understand. Because if you had him on your team.
But
that's why like Gronk to me,
but
I never lined up right with Gronk.
I've heard favorite is best.
And best is favorite.
Yeah, I have heard that from someone.
We had a guy in our league that had the number one pick somehow like 4 straight years. And it was like Le'Veon Bell's holdout, David Johnson getting hurt. I think Adrian Peters. He had like 4 straight injuries or didn't play as like the number one pick.
This is a good one. Brian Westbrook. I love Brian Westbrook. Oh, my gosh. I love Brian Westbrook.
Maurice Jones-Drew is a good one.
MJD.
Yeah.
I thought I saw another. Oh, Todd Gurley. I know Nick's a Todd Gurley guy back
there. Yeah, he had
a couple
of years.
He was awesome. Years until, you know, his knees didn't agree with him anymore.
So there you go. That is the top five Friday fantasy football favorites. Leave your suggestions at Keefe21, at Jones, WEEI. You can do it on Twitch as well. Twitch.tv/Boston WEEI and on the text line 617-779-7937. It's Patriots Friday. We're going to check in with Milton Williams, Patriots defensive lineman, coming up in just a little bit. We have a pair of tickets to give away to the 04 Red Sox cruise. And speaking of the Red Sox, let's get to the debut of the Piglet.
Woo!
Peyton Tolley tonight against Paul Skeens at Fenway Park. That's next.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
WEEI.
WEEI.